пришли, знаете, мы сотворены по образу и по его подобию. И, знаете, и мы потихоньку, я чувствую, возвращаемся, знаете, начинаем ходить в его. Не только образ, но также в его подобие. То, кто он есть. Это, конечно, в нашей греховной натуре предполагает очень много усилий, но мы стремимся к этому. Мы идем, преображаемся в тот же образ, какой наш Господь. Знаете, то подобие. Когда, как Павел говорит, уже не я живу, но живет во мне Христос.
No longer do I live, but Christ in me.
Когда ты смотришь в зеркало, вы знаете, или когда человек выходит из присутствия Бога, знаете, когда он побывал, вот мы сами замечали, ты смотришь в зеркало, это не ты смотришь в зеркало. Правда? Когда ты смотришь в зеркало, у тебя глаза сияют, у тебя лицо, знаете, переливается, оно не то, которое, когда ты выходишь из его славы. Вот. То, что значит, уже не я живу, но живет во мне Христос. Не только когда его присутствие входит и ты преображаешься. Это твоя каждодневная жизнь, церковь. Это то, к чему мы идем, что твое лицо будет сиять, твои глаза будут отражать глаза вообще Бога каждую минуту. Несмотря, где ты был, где ты там был на работе, или ты готовил кушать для своих детей, знаете, всякие вещи. Но твое уже не я, It's no longer I live, but Christ in me. And we are going towards this church, and the Lord is leading the church of the last days into this level, onto this new level where we're not stuck in our daily lives, and we're just so overtaken by daily things, that this world has to die for us. These things that keep us busy and hectic running around, they have to die for us. And the Lord takes us through this process of death. I know that some of you, quite a few, you probably all over the world are going through all these things. You're losing that foundation that you were always used to having, things that you've built for yourself, and you feel like it's shaking. The Lord is taking it from under your feet, this reality that you had, and everything that you trusted in and depended upon. The Lord is taking it all down so that you can transform into His image and for His reality to be your reality. I want, for what we had on Friday, a lot of people were not able to testify. Before I start, because it's all going to go towards the message on Friday, a lot of people could not come into themselves, and those that even come into themselves, they couldn't even tie two words together, speak coherently. So right now, I want for some people to testify that what they saw, what they've experienced, because it's absolutely will go hand in hand with what I will be sharing. First thing, it's Irina.
Доброе утро.
Good morning.
Позавчера это было.
On Friday.
И тех, кого не было,
and those of you that weren't there,
потеряли.
You missed a lot.
И так вот, мы здесь и встали, начали молиться, и Света начала повторять слова «ритм», words, like ритм неба, ритм неба, и я начала эти слова повторять, и я увидела, как
words,
именно мы своими словами создали как волны ритма, вы знаете, когда в воду капли попадают, такие вот волны
ripples,
и я увидела такие волны, они исходили именно из ворот рая, не из трона, не из какого-то комнаты, а именно прямо
from
вот
throne, from some sort of room, but no, from the gates of heaven.
And these waves that we've created with our voices, with our words,
they were ministering like stairs. And I saw how Jesus came out from heaven, from the gates, and he started going down on these stairs. And every step that he would take, it created even a bigger vibration. And every step that he would take, he would repeat. He said one thing, he said, and they will hear my steps. He said it was such jealousy. And such fervor that I felt this fear that people will experience that some things will start happening that will not be explained. It's just that we have to get ready, that we will hear this vibration, we will feel it and hear it. There will be signs and wonders of the fact that He is coming. Because it's going to be scary for those that are not close with God, those that don't have relationship with God, close relationship with Him. So those of you don't feel like you don't have a relationship with God, you have time to get ready.
Я совсем забыла. У нас нужно было посвятить.
We have to bless the children and send them to Sunday school.
Ну не часто я же в этой позиции.
I'm not often in this position.
Давайте, детки, выйдем.
Some children come on out.
То они смотрю уже начинают.
Because I see these, they get restless.
Выходите. Хорошо, давайте протянем наши руки в сторону наших деток и благословим их. Господь, мы благословляем на это будущее поколение Твоей славы, Твоей силы, Господь, мы посвящаем каждый раз, еще раз их Тебе, Господь, для Твоей славы, используй их, пусть Твоя мудрость, пусть Твое, Господь, посвящение будет в их жизни полностью во имя Иисуса Христа, не Твои полностью, во имя Иисуса. Аминь. Будьте благословенны, идите в класс. Окей, следующее. Хочу вас настроить немного.
Okay, I want you to guys get connected with what we're saying here. Good morning, church.
Я хочу, во-первых,
first of all,
I want to thank God, a big
thank you for Him, because I'm in this church and I'm fed here, because the things that the Lord does here, it's,
I don't know, it's something wonderful,
and I want Him to be glorified. Yesterday, I mean, Friday at prayer. Friday at prayer, the Lord was doing such awesome things. He was showing many different things.
And
what He showed me,
это было классно, там пёрышко.
It was wonderful. There's a feather there.
Бог показал мне, как он будет возобновлять все интересы человека, то есть
музыкантов,
танцоров, поэтов, тех, кто пишет музыку, тех, кто играет музыку,
он это
все будет возобновлять. Он показал, как он будет брать людей на небо ночью,
во сне. Он будет брать их на небо, давать им возможность проводить некоторое время. Но это будет долгое время. Но это будет долгое время. Он будет показывать вещи, these things, how, what happens in heaven. For instance, if you're a musician, he's going to take you to heaven, he's going to show you new music, new melodies, new rhythm, everything new. God's not going to take old, the things that the devil has already perverted. He's going to bring a new thing into the church, new music, new pictures, everything will be completely new. And what's in the world, it will not be able to be compared to the things that the Lord will bring here, because it will be completely different, and you will not be able to compare it to the things that the devil does, because we're going to take it from heaven. So, for instance, if you're a poet of sorts, God's going to take them to heaven also. He's going to show them the beauty of heaven. He's going to show them the glory, all these things. And these people will come and write poetry. And he's going to renew all these different categories, all these creative arts and things that people love to do. He's going to renew it. For instance, those that sing, the Lord will take them up as well in the night to heaven, and He will show them how to sing. He's going to teach him how to sing. How angels worship the Lord in heaven, and He'll give him an opportunity right there in heaven to worship with them. So that worship that is in heaven, it will be here upon this earth. And things that are not here yet, they will come. It will be completely different things. For instance, those of you that write music, those that paint pictures, the Lord will bring you new colors of paint. No one's seen these colors. They were never in existence, but the Lord will create everything new. He's not going to use old. The devil took away old. He's perverted it all. He's perverted it. He just made it all ugly, but the Lord is renewing everything. He's giving birth to a new, something beautiful, wonderful. No, the devil will not be able to touch it. Yeah. By the way, dancing. Those of you that dance, the Lord will take you up to heaven, and there they will see how the angels dance, the dancing of heaven, and then they will remember them, and the Lord will allow them to remember the colors, the music, the dancing, and then they'll come onto this earth and release this music and dance and poetry and colors. Everything will be released here on this earth. Even though I'm not a poet or a dancer, musician, but I want to be part of it.
А кто его знает?
Who knows?
You never know. Это 100% церковь, потому что у меня всегда было такое. Зачем? Why? Бог творит все новое. Почему церковь движется всегда чем-то отголосками прошлого? Даже как бы, ну, Соломон писал, как бы, ты говорите новое, а оно уже было.
Говорю, Господь,
я хочу то, чего еще не было. Но ты же говоришь, что, ну, что придет царство твое, знаешь, да будет воля твоя. Мы говорим это, мы призываем царство. А царство — это царство неба, это, ну, то, что еще земля не видела. То, что земля еще не видела, это тех красок, дорогие. Это, знаете, это
мелодии, это музыка.
Октава там сколько?
Seven notes, one octave in heaven. It's way more.
На небе диапазон музыки настолько больше, только музыкант, наверное, будет, он, наверное, точно в рай попадет, когда попадет на небо.
Brighter. You know, only musicians probably in heaven when they get in heaven. Now I don't have four strings in the bass. I have six or 12. I don't know.
But you know what? I've always dreamt. Вот это, знаете, этот зародыш, вот это небо. Вот, ой, знаете, иногда мы мечтаем. Я хожу по небу. Я вижу, как Бог ко мне хочу с Богом по саду. И ты сидишь, мечтаешь, там лежишь, мечтаешь. Поверь, это то, что ты делаешь. Просто ты настолько потом ты включаешься, подожди, это, наверное, мое воображение. Бог, он мечтает принести новое во всех сферах. Знаете, в церковь последнее время, в это поколение. Погрузить нас в себя. Мы, знаете, кричим об этом, не знаю, это крик моего сердца. Господь, дай новое, то, что еще эта земля не видела. Да, мы благодарим Бога за все движения, за все движения Духа Святого, все, что как Он двигался, что Он делал, за исцеление, чудотворение. Слава Богу, знаете, мы никогда не ненавидим, мы ни за что не презираем ничего, мы не фыркаем ни на что. Мы славим Бога, хотя бы чуть-чуть того, хотя бы чуточку, но у Бога есть больше. Бога есть совсем новое, новая атмосфера. Мы, знаете, сейчас начинаем чуть-чуть предвкушать. Не знаю, как я
себя
говорю. Знаете, когда ты начинаешь общаться с Богом, и ты уже чувствуешь дискомфорт в том, как ты общался раньше. И я по себе чувствую, что я вхожу в что-то новое. И так же тело наше, тело как вообще, как церковь. Не только здесь, а по всему миру. Знаете, у нас церковь в Завете, и все как в одном духе, как что-то вступает во что-то новое, необычное, непонятное, и это классно. Когда тебе ничего не понятно, когда тебе дискомфортно, когда тебе даже страшно немного становится, знаете, а что это, а как оно? Я благодарю Бога, что мы живем в это время нового, непонятного. И нас эта церковь не должна пугать. Абсолютно не должна нас шокировать. Мне нравится стих Откровение Иоанна. Потом из Исаии прочитаю. И сказал сидящий на престоле. Well. Это о том, о чем я хочу поговорить. Вот творю все новое. Старом все творю все новое. Разницы нету.
Behold, I make all things
вот творю все новое. И
Behold,
говорит мне, напиши. Напиши.
Me,
ибо слова эти истины
words,
и верны.
Yes,
Бог, Он Бог нового. Бог, Он не Бог. Давайте сделаем ремикс старого. Присолим чуть-чуть там, может, нового. И вот мы делаем
дешево.
Бог творит все новое. Все новое. Церковь, приготовьтесь к новому. То, что вы еще не видели, не слышали, не чувствовали. Исаия, 43 глава, 19 стих. Вот я делаю новое.
Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive and know it?
And will you not give heed to it? Do you not
understand or perceive it? Because it's happening.
Путь пролагаю в пустыне, make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Это то, что Бог делает там, где было сухо, Он наполняет водой своей. Там, где не было вообще даже проложено это, знаете, реки, Он пролагает. Славят меня дикие звери, шакалы совы, потому что я воду даю в пустыне, и реки в земле безводной, чтобы пил народ мой, мой избранный. Народ, который я создал для себя, чтобы Он возвещал
They may set forth my praise, and they shall do it. This is what the Lord is doing right now. Not something just to make something new.
повеселить свой народ,
to entertain these people, no, for his people to give
him
glory, to praise him. Everything that will happen here, beloved, everything that the Lord will do here,
it's not simply to entertain
each and every one of us or to shock some of us and somebody will run out of this place, but no, to show his glory for you to start to praise your Creator. Notice, when some sort of real healing happens or a sign of wonder, half a leg, for instance, grows, how do you feel? What do you experience? What do you start doing?
Ты начинаешь славить Бога.
You start praising God.
Или в шоке,
you're either in shock or in joy. Everybody has different reactions, but your reaction is to praise true life God. You see that this is true God that's doing it. Not some sort of half-dead, barely alive God that can't even heal a headache.
Церковь, идет такое время, что ничто не будет, time is coming where nothing
will stand in his atmosphere or in his glory. Things will happen.
Наша реакция, и все, что Бог будет, для чего этого делать, чтобы Его имя прославилось, чтобы Бог наш прославился.
Просто,
знаете, у нас каждый раз, когда что-то новое, у нас всегда обочина падать в это. Падать и поклоняться.
Jump to the far side. We kind of start worshiping it and start making it an idol. No, this is what, not what the Lord does for us to worship that stuff. No, it's for His name to be glorified, for us to worship Him. You know what? I love this. Everything that the Lord has planned, it will come. It will happen. It will come true. Either want it or not.
Он Бог нового, Он движется, Он не движется вчерашним днем, как я уже говорила, Он не движется вчерашним днем. Откровение, давайте в другой стиле, в другой форме преподадим. Это то, что делает церковь сейчас. Это то, чем живет сейчас церковь. Она ремиксы делает. Она премиксовывает все, знаете. И оно настолько просто уже,
so,
уже отпето, оно уже все старое. Ну, хватит
so
миксовать все, хватит делать ремиксы. Давайте искать нового, давайте искать то, что, чего еще не было. Почему порой церкви это не делают? Потому что боятся из-за страха. А что, если я потеряю весь контроль? А что со мной будет? А что обо мне подумают?
What? What people think about me, what, how about this, and on and on and on,
вот
you know?
Это, and, держится, церковь находится
and this is how the
того,
church is caught, and it's, знаете, it's in this fear from the start. What's going to happen? What if I,
буду, как упаду, I как will fall крутить колесики, а я же пристойный, я же такой чинный, я же такой правильный или правильная. А вдруг еще что-то, знаете, ну, всякие вещи. Сразу находит страх.
Страх.
Страх то, что ты не сможешь себя контролировать. Я вам серьезно говорю. Я порой себя тоже ловила, как что-то ненормальное начиналось. Начинала бродить, и у меня глаза на выкат, но я так никогда виду не подавала. Но внутри у меня Дух Святой, Он радуется, Он реагирует правильно, знаете. Но твой разум и твоя вот эта вот взрослость такая, я же такая взрослая духовно. Как-то, да я, да я никогда так не буду. Знаете, оно начинает мешать, начинает сеять страх в мой дух. Это, знаете, каждый из нас это проходит, кто еще может с некоторыми вещами не знаком. Поэтому Бог хочет каждым из нас это сломить. Знаете, Он хочет познакомить, во-первых, нас с собой. И когда ты знаешь Бога, а когда Бог, Он твой папа, Он твой самый лучший, любимый, ты не будешь бояться, когда Он что-то начинает делать, потому что ты доверяешь Ему. Запомните, у кого есть дети, кто знает, что когда маленький ребенок, он не боится. Он может стоять на краю там чего-то, знаете, и говорит, мама, папа, лови меня, я прыгаю. И он не боится.
He's not afraid.
Но когда чем старше он становится, он начинает уже сомневаться, что папа его любит. Он начинает сомневаться. И поэтому Бог говорит нам, будьте как дети, доверяйте мне. Доверяйте мне, что я вас ловлю, что все с вами будет хорошо. Не переживайте. Прыгайте.
Just jump, jump. I will catch you. It's all good.
И у нас вот часто вот этот страх, а что если, а что будет, вот это с этим новым, а как оно, а что, с чем его есть, а вдруг я ничего не буду, вдруг я в обочину упаду, вдруг меня раздавит, знаете, куча вот этих, когда Бог начинает двигаться вообще, или здесь, или где-либо, я знаю, что у многих это куча вопросов. Куча вопросов задают Богу, говорит, расслабьтесь, будьте детьми, будьте моими детьми, не слишком взрослые стали.
We are too grown up, seriously.
Мы тело, церковь, его должны подтянуться, попасть в его волну,
Мы так давно выпали из его волны, но Бог дал нам It's alive.
Что на небе есть ритм,
in heaven, there
небе
is
есть
rhythm.
Звук.
In heaven, there's a sound.
Волны, не знаю, кто
waves and vibration.
Знает,
if some of you listen
говорю,
to my message in Germany, you know what I'm saying.
Heaven, волны.
For instance, a sound creates a vibration. There are sound waves. It's not just a sound. It creates waves. It's called quantum physics. In heaven, I mean, here on this earth, it's our natural world and then something that we hear, but we cannot see it. But in heaven, you see it and you hear it and you feel it. And in heaven, it's more real. The sound is more real. His waves, the sound, the rhythm, there's constant rhythm, movement. And this is what the Lord is returning or bringing us back into. He says, come into my way. Come into the rhythm of heaven, into the third dimension. Stop living this fleshy lifestyle. Stop living this reality. Stop. Enough. You have been created in my reality.
We have been created in God's reality.
We lived in his reality.
Для нас не было, когда Адам и Ева
были, no
Адам и Ева Бог
сотворил.
Они
created,
видели, знаете, только человек,
only,
образ и подобие Бога может
обитать
в первом мире и в третьем.
Only a human can live at the same time.
Только
first
человек.
Dimension, this,
ангелы не могут.
First heaven, which is
ангелы,
this world,
третье,
and third
небо, там,
heaven,
обитают.
Third dimension.
Человек,
angels
can,
which is heaven. Angels cannot do that. They can either one or the other. Only people, humans, can be in two dimensions at the same time. Be in this natural realm, heaven, first heaven, and at the same time feel and be in the third heaven. And this is what we feel. This is what I feel sometimes during intensive vibration of heaven, God's word, during times of worship often. I know quite a lot of you. You start hearing something else. You start hearing other voices. I've heard many times other music, voices besides what was happening here in the natural. At the times of great noise, and you think you can't hear anything else but this noise, but you hear something else as well. This is it, beloved. We have been created to be in the first heaven and also in the third heaven. The Lord for us not only to live here and to just rotate here in our daily life, but for us to be there as well. For us to bring things from heaven, his kingdom, and bring it onto this earth. This is what the Lord did. This is what Jesus was doing. He brought the revelation, the reality of heaven here onto this earth. He says, do the same thing. Follow me. Follow my steps. Follow me. Do the same things that I've done. Go where I go. Do the things that I've done, and even greater things you shall do. But honestly, I know that this is also the work of the devil. How should I say this? The devil, he's the one that throws ideas. He gives ideas
because of the
humans lack knowledge sometimes. And we lose contact with God, and we lose the purpose and the reality of who He is and why humans were created. We have been created, first of all, to be in the two realms at the same time, to be with God and also on this earth, and also bring how God has said, she shared, you go to heaven, you take things from
there,
this material of heaven, this knowledge, and you bring it onto this earth, and you will see what the Lord will be doing here on this earth. God will
create
his kingdom, something new, such things that men have not seen, and people will get to know the real God. That's moving and alive.
Бог будет творить всё новое. Я сразу скажу, Бог будет творить новое.
I tell you this right away, God will create the new things with the sound. I will prepare to you for the things that will happen. You know, we take it by faith as well with knowledge of revelation. I tell you this, we are the church that moves forward.
Мы можем говорить то, что сейчас для многих вообще непонятно.
We are saying such things that a lot of people do not understand. What sound? What waves are you talking about? What vibration? What are you talking about? Maybe in about a year or two you'll understand. Maybe you'll understand now.
Seriously. Sometimes
we're talking with Andre and he says, I've said this a year ago that there will be trances and visitations when none of the people had it. Right now we live in it.
This is what
we say, such things as if they're already here, as if we live in them already. We prophesy this, we release this right now for this time because we don't want to live in the yesterday. We want to live in the future. Things that are in the future, we prophesy this and we say, you shall see. You shall see what's going to happen. I prophesy this to you and I tell you this will happen. God is creating everything new in the sound.
Сейчас все меняется, right now, сейчас меняется звук, меняется вибрация, меняется ритм вообще. Меняются аккорды, как они играют. То, к чему мы привыкли слышать, оно будет меняться. Оно будет меняться. Будет приходить звук неба. Будет приходить звук неба, аккорды неба, сердцебиение неба будет высвобождаться сюда, на этой земле. И когда ты будешь слышать эти аккорды, когда ты будешь слышать этот звук,
will hear this sound, your spirit will vibrate, it will pulsate, and God will do such things with you. He will heal you, He will restore you, He will take you with Him for visitations. The transformation of your spirit shall happen, of your very being, of who you are. This is done by the sound, beloved. This is done by the sound. It goes through you. It goes through you. Not just you felt it in it. No, it goes through you because it's the new sound, the new vibration, the new waves that will come from this sound. This is what the Lord is doing. God is not a quiet God. He's not just this proper God like we made up in our heads. When something starts happening, some sort of commotion, or chords are a little different than you used to, or music is a little different how you think it should be done. God, He does whatever He wants. That's what I've understood in my life. He does what He wants. Everything has a purpose with Him. Everything that he, we as humans might misunderstand or we consider some sort of, you know, savage or, you know, something so strange.
You know, some,
but with God, for instance, you can play one chord for like an hour or 2 hours. And you think, what is this? What sort of church is this? What is this music? One chord. I know that professional musicians, this is just death. There is no beauty in it. There is no harmony. There is no melody. Where is harmony? Where are the four chords? Where is it? God is changing everything. God is changing everything.
You know,
those of you that read the book of Revelations, the sound that is around the throne of God, when He's there, it's just noise like many waters, and noise of many waters, thunders and lightnings, many voices coming out. Who knows what's happening? The elders are crying out, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. People, the multitudes that are saved and martyred for Christ, they see His glory and they cry out. What are you talking about? What harmony? I believe that it does exist there, but when you're in His glory, you don't have to pay attention at all of that. I tell you this. And this is what the Lord wants to knock out of our heads. Forget about it. Move forward into the new. This is the scripture. Read what's in there and live it. Live it out. Search for that. You know, one time the Lord showed me this noise. I was so shocked. I've shared this before. I'll share it again.
Бог забрал, знаете, у нас была молитва такая спокойная, играла песня «Свят Господь Савов»,
playing, holy, holy, четыре человека лежали там, кто сидел, four кто молялся, were doing whatever somebody was laying, someone was sitting. It was 2004. And I start hearing this noise. My eyes are shut and I'm worshiping the Lord. And I hear this crazy noise. I'm thinking, where's it coming from? I open my eyes. The song is going, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. His whole earth is full of His glory. It's very calm music, very peaceful. And again, I shut my eyes. I start worshiping the Lord. I said, Lord, let Your kingdom come. We hunger for You. I want to see more of You. Do something with our lives. Do something through us. And I'm praying, and the heart is just in pain. I said, Lord, when is Your movement going to start? When is revival going to happen? And the deeper I prayed, I was being immersed in bigger, deeper and deeper into this noise. I started hearing this noise. And when I opened my eyes, I was not in the room anymore. I was I was not in the same room. I was in a completely different place. And there was such noise there. I shot my ears physically because it was so loud. Then I could not understand, what is this? What is happening? People cannot make all that noise by themselves that you shut your ears. Music cannot make that much noise. The room, the building where I was in, it wasn't that big. Something was coming, something that was not natural. I shut my eyes, my ears, and I was looking, what is happening? Such things were happening in the building. Right now, I start to understand some of these things, to enter into those things, what was happening there. People were doing such things.
There was real, visible
cloud. It wasn't one cloud. There were a couple of clouds. It was moving in the building. It was over the people. It was a thick cloud. You could see the cloud. And when it was hovering and moving over people, it was, there was one on one side and one on the other side. Such things started happening in that area. To this day, beloved, I cannot explain to you what it was. I cannot explain what was happening to people. And people really gave their lives to God. I saw people were crying out, Jesus, you're the best. They were worshiping in this awe, in this love towards God. They were giving their lives away. They were in awe. They were in joy from the things that the Lord was doing. I understood what that noise was. This noise was like from the jet plane, as if they placed this plane in the building and they turned it on, and the jets were working. When the turbines start moving, and this noise, this supersonic noise. And when I read the Book of Revelation, said, "This is the sound. This is the sound of heaven. This is the sound from the throne of God that came down onto earth, because of the coming together of the glory of the atmosphere." In the building. This is heaven coming down. This is it. And I said, Lord, we're going towards this. We're going towards this. Where real prayers will happen, the Lord will shake the place where people will be. The Book of Acts, and in the Acts of Disciples, things like that will happen, even greater things, even bigger things. The sound of heaven, this is the sound of many waters. Revelations 4, 2. And at once it came under the Holy Spirit, and behold the throne, and there was thunderings and lightnings and rumblings and peals of thunder, and in front of the throne. And there was all this noise. John could not explain. He could not explain the sound that he heard. He explained as much as he could. There came flashes of lightning, rumblings and thunders, and sound of many waters. It was all in there. Everything that was happening in there. And so if you think that God is so right, he's so proper, and he likes order, and just this holiness, a proper way of behaving when you praise the Lord in his holy name, no. That's not how it is. Absolutely not like that. He is crazy like that. He loves when you worship him. You know, and you don't hold or restrain yourself. For instance, when you love a person, you just want to squeeze him, squeeze him really hard. You can't help yourself. This is how God is. The same way, he really wants to bring us back into himself, show us, and give us his atmosphere of heaven here on earth. He does not hide from us. He does not play peekaboo with us. He doesn't hide from us. He doesn't say, I'm not going to give it to you. I'm not going to let you see this because you're unworthy. Spend a little more time in torture and deliverance, and then I'll show you something. No, he does not hide from me. He does not hide his face from you. This is us. We run away from him. We turn away from him. We say we are so unworthy to look at him. Who am I? He wants.
He hungers and he thirsts.
For us, who's going to go through this veil? Who's going to go into this cloud, into the unknown, into this darkness that's there, and then we pass through it, the mysteries of God, and you see the bright the light of God. God is searching for these people. Those that will show his reality on this earth. New song of the Lord. It's a new song. Everything new. New, beloved. Everything new. For instance, the elders sing, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Holy, holy is the Lord. Holy, holy. Eternity. They've been singing for eternity. And yet, every time it's new.
Heaven
is full of new.
Откровение 14 глава 3 стих.
Revelation 14:3.
Они поют новую песню перед троном.
And they sang a new song before the throne of God and before the four living creatures. And before the elders of the heavenly Sanhedrin, new song. They sing a new song. Ask for the Lord. Lord, I'm tired of the old. I'm tired of my old, the same phrases. Same things that I say, the same stuff. Lord, give me new. Feed me the new stuff. Give me a new song in my spirit. New song. New words. New praise. Just cover me, Lord. Give me, give me. Ask for it, and you shall receive. You do not have. Why? Because you do not ask. It was so funny for me one time. You know,
I prayed, and then I
left, and I'm coming back, and I said, Lord,
I want
the songs of heaven. I want to receive things from you. I want to take things from heaven. You know, I don't want to just sit there and make things up with my own head. I want the songs of heaven. The notes, or how the melodies are made, or how songs are made, and the lyrics. Listen, Lord, you know what? I want to receive this from you. I'm tired of those. Same old, same old. As soon as they came in here, I saw.
Настолько Бог, Он хочет.
I saw how the Lord said, "You shall receive things from Him," and the Lord wants to give us new things.
Я настолько была шокирована, я такая, ничего себе.
I said, "Wow."
Бог быстро отвечает, но это было
смешно. I understand that the Lord answers quickly, but that was fast.
Потому что Он хочет, Он хочет, так когда вы уже начнете просить, так когда вы начнете уже искать, хотеть чего-то, знаете? Когда? Он как только ты скажешь, он сразу тебе ответит.
You'll say something like that. He will answer you right away.
Также Исайя 42 глава.
Isaiah 42. Sing to the Lord a new song. Praise. New song.
Все наполняющие его острова и все, кто на ней.
And everything that is on this earth, let it praise Him. Give Him a new song, new praise.
Также трансы.
Also trances and visitations and transportation. What is that? What is that? It's horrible. Oh, this is from the devil. This is only the devil. He does this.
Come on.
Come on, guys. Remember Philip? Was that the devil?
Это, знаете, это только был единственный случай описан, но это я
one incident where they wrote about it in the New Testament.
Иисус,
I'm sure
помните,
there was way more. Remember Jesus when the crowd was trying to push him off the mountain? What did he do? He went through the crowd, through them.
Как?
How?
Его хотели уничтожить.
They wanted to grab him, and they couldn't find him, but he became invisible.
Иначе быть не может.
Otherwise, it could not be anything
иначе
else.
Быть не может.
How can you go through a crowd and nobody sees you?
He
just went through the crowd, just he got transported from one place to the other. That's what Jesus did. With us, it's fear. Oh my gosh. Religion made everything so scary, so unattainable, that it's all from the devil. It's demonic. It's a cult.
Поверьте.
Witchcraft.
Without the Holy Spirit, you will not be successful.
Those of you that do this illegally, without the Holy Spirit, without being led into that by the Holy Spirit, you can't do this to yourself, for instance. You feel like, okay, right now I want to get transported. It won't happen. You will stand in the same place as you were. But if God needs you to be somewhere else, He'll do it through you. If God needs, you know, when you do this with your own powers, with your own
things
that are occult practices, it's illegal because the devil copies everything. He's an expert at copying. He makes knockoffs. He cannot create it because he was created himself. What he can do, he can copy things that have been already created. Why does this happen? Because church is blind, deaf, does not know, does not hear, does not see at the moment. This is why the devil does certain things, but I believe being led by the Holy Spirit, the Lord will do such things with you. Just get ready, church. Some of you will write awesome poetry, dancing of heaven. Some of you will get transported. Some will have the gifting of signs, wonders, miracles, healing, and music. Just allow God to move through you. Allow God just to use you, like be a channel for God. Just say, Lord, do whatever you want through me. I am open. Trances, visitations, transportation. Philip was transported. The Lord will use you as a testimony. to testify.
Иступление, помните, трансы?
Remember trances?
Когда Петр сидел и
when
видел
Peter
вот эту,
was sitting there and he saw,
ушел, вышел в иступление.
When he came out of his body.
И видел это,
and
вот
he
это,
saw
то, что он видел.
The things that he saw.
Всяких гад, змей, ну, он,
all different
он
animals.
Ушел, он сам не понял, что было.
And he himself
вроде бы я здесь,
taken
вроде бы меня,
like, what
я
happened?
Не здесь.
I'm here yet, I'm not here. How
это было,
церковь.
Мы не давайте не просто читать.
Let's not just read
Библию,
it
как
as,
просто как букву,
as
а
Bible
читать
like
то, что было и то, что будет.
Let's read about it as what happened and it will come and even greater things. The Lord said, the things that I've done you shall do and even greater works
сейчас,
you shall do. Right now, at the moment,
we
take a look at what our youth is breathing, what they're attracted to, what the world is attracted to, what they're interested in at the moment. Supernatural.
Посмотрите, какие фильмы сейчас самые
популярны.
О сверхъестественном.
Things that are about the supernatural. Not just, you know, action, you know, war and things like that that was before.
Того, что нет,
supernatural. Things that,
того, что невозможно. То, что невозможно сейчас самое популярное. То, что завлекает молодежь.
This is what attracts youth.
Те, которые вы купите
drugs
at the moment
that take you out into the spiritual realm.
Просто покайфовать, полежать,
just to lay there and get high is not the same thing.
Хочется больше.
They want something more, and the devil does give things, imitation, illegal things.
Понимаете, и церковь,
you know what? And church has to rise up and become, stand on this level where it says, no, this is not reality. This is reality. This is the real life. This is where you should walk and live in.
Почему нету альтернативы? Нету.
There is no alternative.
Альтернативы нету.
There's no alternative.
Нету. И
поэтому and this is why the Lord is raising up churches and churches around the world that will say, Lord, here we are, Lord, use us, give us an opportunity so that the devil will not have a peaceful life, so he'll have nothing to compare himself with, so that the devil will just diminish and become a little and small and invisible with this thing, so that the church will show a true real God. Because God is so real, it's just that you and me, we don't show him. We are afraid of certain things. We don't manifest. The church has to, how the Americans say, step up to the plate. You just have to get up, rise up, and show. And show the original. Show the original. And say,
кто-то попробует оригинал. Вот оригинальную картину
original
сразу отличить, где копия.
You could really discern where there is a copy or a knockoff and where there's a real thing. You say, no, you want the real thing.
Или искусственная, знаете, искусственные фрукты. Ты смотришь, ну как настоящие.
You know, wax fruit. It looks like a true fruit. But when you
bite
a true apple, a real apple,
you
don't want to even look or have the wax fruit.
Это то, что дьявол делает все это время.
This is what the devil does this whole time. He is imitating. He is making knockoffs. This superficial or fake satisfaction.
There's stuff that flees
that's lasting but a moment and it's illegal and then your life is destroyed afterwards after this fleeting moment. You come and taste and see that the Lord is doing a new thing. He's leading us into the new, that everything else will just be so, you know, so small compared to what the Lord is doing. Time has come for the church to rise up. We have to stop creating all these clubs and entertain ourselves. It's time to show the real God. Also, the Lord will change our prayers, our personal communion with Him, our you know, prayers, our corporate prayers. This is where we're heading. This is like a transformation. It's like a spiritual revolution, I should say that. Spiritual revolution. Everything is changing. Our prayers are changing. You know?
Мне нравится этот стих.
I love the scripture.
Что делает молитва?
What prayers do?
Деяния 16 глава. Acts 16. Около полуночи Павел и Сила молились и пели гимны Богу, и другие заключенные слушали их. Внезапно произошло такое сильное землетрясение.
Paul and Silas were praying and singing songs, and all the doors were opened. There came an earthquake, and the doors were opened, and all the chains fell off of all the prisoners. What happens when the Lord shakes something? Everything falls. Everything else holding you back, strongholds and the chains, it will fall down. This is an example of what the Lord will be doing. It's an example of what the Lord is going to be doing. Светлана is going to testify about chains. This is the reality. In Portland, we have this happened. Seriously, the floor was shaking for 10 minutes.
10 minutes.
non-stop. It was vibrating, and everybody felt it. It was so funny to look at people. Some went just nuts and started crying out, Jesus, and some were scared. Other people ran out of the building. They were scared. They were shocked. Seriously, you can feel that the floor is vibrating, the building was vibrating, shaking, and there was not an earthquake. We've checked, there was no earthquake.
It was in that place where we were at,
and this is where his people are at.
The earth starts to vibrate
from the reaction, from the waves of his glory, waves of heaven. This is coming, beloved. Get ready.
Дайте Богу произвести новую вещь
в вас.
Дайте Богу воспроизвести новую вещь
в вас.
Каждом, просто позвольте Богу. Не
бойтесь. Do not fear.
Не бойтесь. Еще раз говорю, не бойтесь.
Again, I say, do not fear.
В этом в Библии написано, не бойтесь. 366.
366 times he says, do not fear. He thought about the leap year as well. Do not fear for every day. Do not fear.
Because
fear,
it
paralyzes. Fear destroys you. Fear complicates you. And this is what's done by fear. And the Lord says, do not fear, trust me. You're his child, you're his baby, or his son or daughter. Trust him. Let him create a new thing in you, that from your belly rivers of living water shall flow.
Его радость,
his peace, his joy and revelation.
Позволь ему,
let him do that.
Позволь,
open
Господь,
up your spirit and say, Lord,
я,
here I am.
Меня,
take me, Lord.
Make all things new.
This is my prayer every day, Lord.
I say this every day
because I'm that person. I don't like old things. I don't like old things,
familiar
things. And I say, Lord, if this happened before, I thank you. Thank you so much. Wonderful. But I want more. I want to go further. Thank you for that. But I want more.
И Бог ищет таких. Бог ищет, которые
like
неудовлетворенные.
Это все нормально,
если ты голодный. Это все нормально, если все надоело. Это все нормально, не
осуждай
себя. Если тебе все уже приелось, это все нормально. Бог любит таких. Вот, есть голодные, есть жаждущие, которые я могу
использовать.
Воздайте славу Богу, церковь.